朋友们呐
，Friends，
又一个美国的神话要崩塌了呀
！Another American myth is about to collapse。
这次是特斯拉的 FSD。
This is Tesla's FSD。
也就是所谓的特斯拉的辅助驾驶系统，在美国呀。
It is the Tesla's autopilot system in the United States。
这是闹出了大事，这。
This is a big mess。
对于咱们来讲算是一个警醒，毕
This is a warning for us。
竟现在咱们家有些人呢，他碰都没碰过 FSD， 然后
After all, some people in my family haven't even touched FSD yet。
然后就已经信奉了马斯克，
Then I already believed in Musk。
以为啊，那东西啊，比人开车要安全得多。那
I thought that driving the vehicle was safer than driving a car.
到底发生了什么呢？
What happened?
这段时间呢，两
A few days ago,
两位美国的议员呢，当着众人的面把特斯拉给狠狠地批评了一顿。路透社
Two U.S. congressmen publicly criticized Tesla in front of a crowd, according to Reuters.
有一篇深度的调查。
A deep investigation.
调查的核心内容很简单。
The core content of the investigation is simple.
特斯拉事先隐瞒了辅助驾驶系统导致的安全事故。
Tesla concealed safety accidents caused by its autopilot system in advance.
很多人可能不明白这件事情的严重性啊。
Many people may not understand the seriousness of this matter.
这就好比是你高考作弊呀。
This is just like cheating in the college entrance exam.
你的成绩呢没造假，确实是100分。
Your score is definitely not a result of cheating.
但是你对标造假了呀。
But you are cheating.
你说高考满分是100分。
You are a high school graduate with a score of 100.
这不是扯淡吗？那
So, what are you talking about?
特斯拉它到底错在哪儿呢？
What exactly did Tesla do wrong?
首先
First,
特斯拉一直声称 FSD 的安全性是人类的十倍。
Tesla has consistently claimed that FSD's safety is 10 times that of humans.
然而，路透社的调查发现啊，它
However, a Reuters investigation found that
他们得出的所谓的安全数据
The so-called security data they obtained
其实啊是在玩障眼法呀，它的对标错了呀。
Actually, it's just a matter of misinterpreting the situation and trying to make a comparison.
具体是怎么玩的呢？
How does it work specifically?
第一啊，一般的汽车发生事故如
First, in general, when a car is involved in an accident,
如果气囊爆开了
if the airbag explodes,
那就属于严重的事故了
That's a serious accident.
而特斯拉呢
And Tesla,
它只统计在使用 FSD 的时候
It only counts when using SSD.
导致气囊弹出的这种事故
The accident.That caused the airbag to pop out.
然后呢，拿去跟全美所有的交通事故的数据去做对比。
Then compare it with all the accident data from across the United States.
包括那些轻微的刮蹭。
Including minor scratches.
最后呢，得出结论啊。
Finally, the conclusion is.
你看我的 FSD 有多么安全。
How secure is my SSD?
这相当于什么呢
？What does this mean？
这相当于说我只算我家里人啊能够判死刑的犯罪记录。
This means that I only count the criminal records of people I know。
然后呢，去跟全国所有人的犯错记录去对比。
And compare it with the mistakes made by everyone in the country。
然后宣称啊，我们家的人最守规矩。
Then declare that our family is the most law-abiding.
这个逻辑它能行得通吗
？Is this logic valid?
根本行不通啊
！It's completely useless.
第二啊
，Second,
除了拿小盘子去对比
Besides comparing with small plates,
大盘子
big plate,
特斯拉还在玩高低搭配。
Tesla is still playing with high and low.
他们在拿最近出厂的价格
They are using the latest factory prices.
昂贵的
expensive.
他们自己的新能源汽车去跟包括了那十多年前的那些老破车去对比安全性啊。
They compare the safety of their own new energy vehicles with those old cars that are more than 10 years old.
这就有点太滑稽了。
This is a bit too ridiculous.
这就相当于是在拿顶级的豪车去跟过去的老头乐去比安全性啊。
This is equivalent to comparing a top-of-the-line luxury car with an old beat-up car in terms of safety.
然后说你看我多安全。
Then say how safe I am.
赶紧买吧。
Buy it now.
那这种做法会有什么后果呢？
What are the consequences of this?
首先这本质上就是在隐瞒辅助驾驶的风险。
First, this is essentially hiding the risks of assisted driving.
拿消费者的生命开玩笑。
Play with people's lives.
其次啊，这会耽误整个自动驾驶行业的发展。
Furthermore, this will hinder the development of the entire autonomous driving industry.
试想一下
Imagine,
如果说以后大家都开着辅助驾驶上路
If everyone drives with assisted driving in the future,
结果发现啊，这辆车的安全数据是造假的
The results show that the safety data for this car is fake.
你还敢放心吗
Can you be sure?
所以啊，路透社的这个报道一出啊
So, when Reuters published this report,
美国的监管部门呢，立马跟进啊
The regulatory authorities in the United States should immediately follow up.
逼得马斯克也不得不承诺哈。
Forcing Musk to make a promise.
要在近期公布更全面的数据。
To be released in the near future.
相比之下呢
Compared to that,
咱们国内的智能电车的品牌啊
Our domestic smart electric vehicle brands.
面对的是全球最复杂的路况
Facing the most complex road conditions in the world
一步一个脚印打磨出来的技术
The technology that has been painstakingly developed step by step
我觉得反而更加靠谱
I think it's more reliable
所以啊，不要盲目的相信国外创造的神话
So, don't blindly believe in foreign myths
要相信咱们自己的国产品牌
Believe in our own domestic brands
这里是科研说科研记得点赞加关注
Here is Research Talk Remember to like and follow